Now, I want you to consider for a moment, is there a way that we can peel away what we might call the mythopoetic, the storytelling element in this, and try to get back to what may be an historical kernel? And you may think me simple-minded for this, but I believe that we can. And the way I would do it is as follows. It would seem to me that in the story of the labyrinth, we clearly have some kind of memory of an extraordinary structure. In fact, it's the palace at Knossos. If you've gone to Knossos and you've seen its three and four levels of buildings, you see there a structure that would have had an astonishing impact on people had they been living up in the mountains or herding or never seen a city before. So we have to imagine this making an impact on people and them thinking of this as being quite extraordinary. And then we add to this the notion that we have a Minoan power that doesn't need to build walls because it has a forward defence. That is to say, it has its fleets sailing out around the Aegean and the Eastern Mediterranean. We seem to have seen concrete evidence for this in the pottery that we've talked about at Rhodes and at Miletus and in the wall paintings that we've seen at Thera. So we have these Minoan fleets sailing out around the Aegean, establishing colonies, trading posts, and asserting the dominion of Crete. But one place finally was able to throw off that dominion. There was a revolt. And when did it occur? Well, sometime between 1600 and between 1600 and 1450. And I think that what we have in the story of Theseus is a folk memory, if you will, of that revolt, of the throwing off of Minoan power. In fact, the historical event that really goes with it is a Mycenaean invasion of around 1450. So we have to imagine, in fact, a kind of trade war that's been going on between the two great Bronze Age powers. A Bronze Age world in which at first the Minoans were powerful, but then subsequently the Mycenaeans were able to assert their influence in Greece, in the islands, and then finally even on Crete itself. Now, that's the basic story, I believe, of the relationship between the two cultures. And since in subsequent lectures we're going to be talking about the historical periods of Greek history when we have literary records to read, I think it's a moment when we need to stop for a moment and look back at the Bronze Age and ask, what are the elements that we've been relying on to try to reconstruct the world of the Bronze Age? Well, we've been using mythology. And there are many people who would worry about that because myths are stories that undergo a great deal of change in transmission. So we have to be very careful in the use of myth, and we're going to see more about that in the next lecture when we talk about the reasons for the collapse of the Bronze Age completely, where again I'm going to be relying on Bronze Age stories to bring this into focus. But the use of myth, that's certainly a problem. Other literary sources, only the material recorded by the Greeks hundreds of years subsequently. So for the most part, in both the case of the Bronze Age on Crete and the Bronze Age in the Mycenaean world, we are relying only on archaeological data. And that is data that requires very careful interpretation. We don't really know a great deal, finally, about the world of the Bronze Age. We are really guessing most of the time. And yet, and this is the final point that I want to make, that's really quite an important one, and yet, even though we feel as if we don't know a great deal about the Bronze Age, I'd suggest to you, we actually know a great deal more about it than the Greeks did. They had no archaeology. Oh yes, certainly if you went to Mycenae in the classical period, you could see that there had been some great building there, but look at the stories they created out of this. It couldn't be human, it was built by the Cyclops. They didn't develop in historical sense until Herodotus and Thucydides in the 5th century. And even then, they really didn't treat very much the antique past because they had nothing to say about it that was reliable. We, with our archaeology, have reconstructed some of the Bronze Age, but the Greeks had very little. And yet, and this is very important in my estimation, this is the genius of the Greeks. That, in fact, liberated by not having a clear idea of their past, they were free to do something quite different with it. That is, to turn it into the world of the imagination. We use history and archaeology to try to get back to what really happened.